Great. Well, thank you so much, and good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming out so early and in this cold morning. My name is Alma Ramirez, and I'm, as mentioned, I'm at the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio. And I wanted to share with you a program that we developed called Salud Today that utilizes social media to empower Latino health. So we might ask ourselves, why social media and health? And by the way, I'd like to introduce my colleague, Kip Galyon, in the back with Salud America. And the person who was going to present today couldn't make it. His name is Cliff Dupre, our communications manager. So excuse my notes, and I'm going to do my best to share this information with you. So as many of you know, that social media and internet-based tools for sharing are used for sharing and discussing information. And it refers to activities that integrate technology and social interaction. And it's apparent that nearly everybody today is using some form of social media, such as Facebook or posting selfies, using infographics, or sending out tweets. So truly, one of the things that we can't afford not to do as health promoters is to ignore social media. So what about social media and health, and how do we integrate all of this? The social connectivity and the information-seeking aspects of social media can have a vast utility for our health organizations. Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and other platforms are increasingly being incorporated into public health campaigns to increase awareness, to encourage behavior change, and to inform the public about medical outbreaks and natural disasters. As you can see on this screen, doctors say social media has helped them improve quality of care that they give to their patients. One-third of patients are using social medias to look up their providers or to find out more about treatments or symptoms, and also to rate their doctors. Even senior citizens are taking up the uptake of social media. And this is playing on people's smartphones. The amount of smartphone users is increasing, and the users increasingly use phones to look up health information and download fitness apps and eating apps. And how many of us already have those on our phones? But what about Latinos and social media? And I've been working with Latinos for the last several years and trying to provide them with additional health information. Overall, 73% of internet users use social networking sites. And the most active are those between the ages of 18 and 29. They're up to 89%. But recently, the Pew Research Center found that Latinos use social media much more than whites and blacks, regardless of their age, education, or income. A recent poll of U.S. AMP showed that Latinos use Google Plus more, Facebook and YouTube much more, Twitter almost as much, and LinkedIn a little less. As we added all of these elements together, we came up with an innovative program called Salud Today, which is a Latino health social media campaign. We know that Latinos face a lot of different health disparities. They have some higher incidence of certain cancers, certain chronic diseases, obesity and diabetes are key issues with them. And we have several large research networks that we've developed through the National Cancer Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which provide online databases of stakeholders who are interested in reaching out to the Latino community or the Latino community themselves. And one of them focuses on Latino childhood obesity. Each of our networks has a strong evidence-based health communications component, like a website, regular e-newsletters, news releases, training modules, awareness and awareness of raising public service announcements, and other types of YouTube videos. And we're always looking for ways to get individuals to join our networks, and we use our networks to help us recruit for studies, to raise awareness about Latino health issues, and to educate Latinos on the need for preventive screening and education in action. But we wanted to become the go-to place for Latino information, so we created something called Salud Today, a social media campaign for Latino health. We continue to create our own evidence-based educational and recruitment materials and funneling these into the campaign. We also began curating and repurposing and disseminating other Latino health news and studies from across the internet. This has helped us to spur multi-way communications and interaction on the content and increased our ability to reach new audiences given the Latinos' heavy use of social media. Our social media activities start with a blog. On this blog, we feature interesting health news and stories. We write at least one blog post a day, if not more. People can follow our post via email or the RRS readers and submit their own guest post. And here you can see a few headlines from a celebrity chef fighting diabetes to Latino eye disease and genetics and obesity. Generally, our tweets and Facebook posts fall into two categories. One is a headline about a new study or data, which link to a full blog or post on the news article, or an interaction with another Twitter account. For example, we like to send out Twitters to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation so that they can see what we're tweeting, and then their followers can also follow some of our tweets as well. Tweet chats are real-time chats on Twitter that use a predefined hashtag or link certain tweets together in a virtual conversation. We run a monthly tweet chat on growing healthy changes for Latino kids, and currently we're running hashtag Salud Tuesday weekly tweet chats that generate more than 10 million impressions. So you might ask, how do we go about curating our campaign? Our content curation is the process of sorting through a vast amount of content on the web and presenting it in a meaningful and organized way around a specific theme. Curation involves sifting, sorting, arranging, and publishing information. A content curator cherry-picks the best content that is important and relevant to the Latino community. It's kind of like a museum curator when they produce an exhibit. They identify the theme, they provide the context, they decide which paintings are going to hang on the wall and how they should be annotated and how they will be displayed for the public. There are several ways of collecting this information and curating this information. The first step in Salud Today is online content curation is collection. The curator gathers the relevant information and filters out the best content to use for their messaging. This information comes from scientific publications, news websites, trusted blogs, and other social media sources serving Latino health. During this step is critical, and the curator vets viable content for readability and applicability. The curator selects the content to repurpose, possibly saving other usable content for a later date. And we also ensure its cultural adaptability. The second step is to craft the message. During this step, the most relevant points from the original content are extracted and discussed using unique titles, easy-to-understand language, cultural cues, and again, with a focus on Latino health issues. And for the third and final step, the curator-generated content is broadcast out to their audience or network, and the dialogue is initiated. This is a critical step in online content curation. The curator must target media channels to push out the curated content, such as a blog post, networks, newsletters, or social media outlets and events. So how do we go about measuring some of our success? Salud Today has many followers via blog, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. One of our bilingual YouTubes entitled Did You Know or Sabe Usted has generated over 50,000 views in English and Spanish and has been used as information generating at PTA meetings or council meetings to talk about the issue of Latino childhood obesity. Defined by followers and social media web metrics, the IHPR has successfully and has increasingly spread messages about Latino health that will, with little effort, get picked up and distributed to our followers, creating a massive snowball effect on positive health promotion. We compare favorably to health research organizations like Active Living Research and Latino organizations such as LULAC, but of course, our measure is LiveStrong. They really have mastered the use of social media. So what are some other analytics that can help us with our return on investment? How are people noticed that we're out there? Social media mentions is one way, or positive reviews that we receive from influencers or other Twitter people that are following us. Are we reaching more people? You know, so we monitor our Twitter followers and the potential and actual reach of our impressions. Are we saying the right thing? Are our messages being shared? Quotes and key messages in social media and content are used for our analysis. Are we driving the conversation? Twitter user profiles and retweeting are a way that we measure that. And then we produce these monthly reports that combine all our metrics to see how we're doing. Well, what are some of the lessons we've learned from you developing our social media strategy? Well, one, it does take time. We have our communications team devotes about 45 minutes in the morning. They write at least one blog post a day, and then they share it on Twitter and Facebook. They mine, identify, write, edit, and post other relevant content to Twitter, sometimes up to 5 to 10 tweets per day and at least one Facebook post per day. Then in the early afternoon, we identify and post relevant content to Twitter and Facebook and monitor the comments and contributions for approval before posting. And then intermittently, the team will monitor blog comments and contributions for approval before posting. We respond to inquiries on Facebook and Twitter. And again, during breaks and lulls, the team is researching new Twitter and Facebook followers. But again, another lesson that we've learned is that your content has to be compelling. No amount of promotion will make your content engaging if it's not compelling. And you need to know your users' information needs. And stay culturally relevant, i.e., we post bilingual posts, things that are related to holidays, things that people really want to see and get involved with us. Another area is that it needs to be social. If you're on social media, your users expect you to be social. So share their links on your wall or comment on them. With regards to Twitter, we retweet others when they mention you. We reply to each and every message, and we keep the conversation going to get them to trust us. People are passionate about public health, and giving them something to talk about by showing you care about them and their opinions and health information needs really goes a long way. And so how do we go about spreading the word? We email our friends, our colleagues, to ask them to follow us, to friend us, and to keep the snowballing effect. So be sure that you include your social media links at the end of your email signature and encourage those in your office to do the same. And feature your links on organizational websites and other materials as well. In terms of resources, why not try folks at the CDC? Several years ago, before The Walking Dead came on the air, CDC came up with a thoughtful and new way of teaching the importance of emergency preparedness. They developed a graphic novel, Preparedness 101 Zombie Pandemic, that demonstrates the importance of people being prepared in an entertaining way that people of all ages would enjoy learning about. And the campaign went viral. They also have toolkits, writing kits, and some other useful guidelines that you might find. So thank you so much for your time, and I hope that you will follow us on Salud today. Thank you very much.